You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, we kick off with how the markets have been moving throughout the day. It's certainly been an interesting day of movements, with some counters not doing as well as we thought they might, but the Rand seems to be fighting back. I'm joined on the line by Head of Research at F&B Wealth and Investments, Chantal Marks, to take a look at these and other developments. Good evening, Chantal. Lovely to speak to you again. It seems as though the markets can't really decide what they want to do. Yesterday they were down on the currency side, today they're up.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that this is a global phenomena at the moment. I mean, if we look at the US at the open, technology companies, again, under a lot of pressure, that kind of rotation trade, also the question mark at the moment, if investors are moving away from big tech in the US over to the broader market. In South Africa, it's a push and pull between the Rand hedges and the SA Inc. counters. And what we saw today was at the open, quite a bit of weakness, heavily down in the first few minutes of trading, and then a strong rebound driven by the SA Inc. stable for the most part. If we look across the sectors, the industrial sector was up 0.5%, mid-caps up 0.6%, so that tells you a little bit about what the SA Inc. stable was doing, and the financials 15 up 0.8%. Resources still remaining a drag on our market, probably a function of weaker commodity prices, and we know that there has been a loss of confidence, I think, in China's ability to bring us 5% growth this year.
We're so disappointed in the China story, and you and I have spoken about the Chantels. We're so disappointed that China's not going to hit 5%, but the reality is they're still above 4%. So that's not, by their standards, they're not hitting the mark. But 4% for any emerging economy is still a significant amount.
Absolutely. And I always argue, particularly when it comes to resources and commodity prices, that as long as the pie is growing, demand is growing. So to be overly negative because of a 4.7 versus a 5.1%, I think is pulling the cart in front of a horse, because the reality is that the demand is still there, perhaps not in the quantum that was expected, but particularly when we think about resources counters and we think about the miners, they've been under investment for years. So I think we are at a stage where the commodity cycle should start turning, because that supply, that lack of investment in supply, is going to catch up with us. Demand isn't expanding as quickly as we thought it would, but it's still increasing.
Chantal, when we look at some of the drivers, I mean, obviously with things still looking on the up and we are expecting further tailwinds to start coming into the market when those interest rates start coming down. When we look at positioning and when we look at sectors that are going to do well, you and I have touched on a couple of the industrial sectors in the past that are going to do well or benefit from these tailwinds. Are we still seeing, though, that some areas within the market or within the global landscape remain areas of concern?
So I think in the global sense, we are looking for the next kind of structural shift upwards. So from a South African perspective, when we talk about structural growth tailwinds, it's the reforms coming through, it's us not having load shedding, it is fixing the ports and the railway network, it's basically fixing the stuff that's broken in South Africa at the moment. And that will provide us with a structural underpin for growth. And I think it's going to be complemented by cyclical tailwinds. And by cyclical tailwinds, we mean lower inflation and lower interest rates. And certainly these cyclical tailwinds will be prevalent elsewhere in the world as well. But the question mark is, where is the structural growth going to come from? So in the US, we know that we have seen some structural growth coming through in the artificial intelligence space, and that's why these technology stocks have run so hard. But I think for other areas, particularly for Europe and for China, the question mark remains. So we need to figure out where the next growth vector is going to be for China and what the next growth vector is going to be for Europe, or whether or not it's also just going to be the artificial intelligence boom. I think certainly if you look at how technology counters have performed in Europe and China relative to the US, the market is thinking maybe not. But I think we need to keep looking for those growth vectors, and it might be in unexpected places.
Speaking of those growth vectors, let's come back to some of the local developments. I'm having a look at some of the local counters that moved today, and some of them didn't have such a good day. And one of them that stands out is Quantum Foods, having lost quite a significant bit in today's movements. But obviously, they had a bit of a rally over the last couple of weeks. Are we seeing a bit of a cooling off there? Is there more to what's happening now? Are there concerns within the management team?
Oh, there is so much drama going on at Quantum Foods at the moment. So the reason for the initial rally was just that there was a lot of buying going on because there are some key shareholders, and one of them being Country Bird, who took up a pretty sizable stake. And I think the idea was in the market that they could be a takeover offer on the cards, be it from Country Bird or from somewhere else. But what we've actually seen is just a lot of fighting in the boardroom and no takeover offer coming forward. So we have seen a kind of a big shift downwards in the share price over the last few weeks. Just for context, I mean, if we look back at March, the share price was trading at 4.50. It peaked in April at 18.30. And it is now back to about 9 rand. So investors who bought at the start of the year will still be pretty happy, and it does seem as if there's still something in the price there that would imply that there could be a change in control or perhaps an offer to minorities, but perhaps just market participants becoming a little bit less enthused as the boardroom drama continues to play out.
Chantal, when we look at some of the other movements, I see the likes of RCL also having a bearish day there. We look at just overall, if we look at the sectors, resources performing or underperforming, and in comparison to financials and industrials, South African picture at the moment, are we looking more optimistic than we were to close out the month of July in positive territory? I know we've got, I think, one trading day left tomorrow, but is the overall consensus that we've started the second half of the year a lot stronger than when we were?
Yes, so I do think we're on a much firmer footing. I mean, certainly the a lot of the political risk has been removed from our market. If you think back to the beginning of May, there was so much tension in the air around what's going to happen with elections. Post elections, there were about 2 weeks where we actually didn't know what government was going to look like. And in the weeks after that, we've definitely seen a calming down of kind of the local stocks at least, and particularly the bond market. And we are seeing local investors and foreign institutions staying quite interested in our stock market. My expectation is that there will still be a period of waiting and seeing by big institutions offshore before they climb into South African stocks in any meaningful way. We haven't really seen those flows coming through. But I think that the positive intention is there, particularly from the researchers that cover South Africa offshore, as well as from local fund managers and local retail investors. So I think we've set a decent base now, and I would expect us to go onwards and upwards from here unless something terrible goes wrong.
Let's hope that's not the case. The market certainly is interested. We are seeing that there is a growing interest in South Africa, and hopefully that those flows do return sooner rather than later. We'll leave it at that, Chantal. Thanks as always for the time and for the insights. Chantal Marks, Head of Research at FNB Wealth and Investments, on the market movements for today, where some of the investor thinking is sitting, and what we could be in for.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.